USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
California has surpassed 2 million COVID-19 cases Thursday morning. While it took California over 9 months for 1 million people to test positive for the virus, state health officials have confirmed 1 million new cases in just 6 weeks. A provincial court in Pakistan on Thursday ordered the release of a British-born Pakistani man charged in the 2002 murder of American journalist Daniel Pearl. The high court's release overturns a decision by Pakistani top court officials that Ameed Omar Saeed Sheikh, the key suspect in Pearl's slaying, remain in custody while Pearl's family appealed the decision. NORAD is tracking the jolly fellow this morning. Santa Claus has been spotted near New Zealand. You can track it from home yourself by going to NORADSanta.org. A phone line is also available. You can call 877-HI-NORAD. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I had begun to notice after 10 days with Balance of Nature, I felt better, more energetic, and believe me, for me, that's something because I have energy anyway, but as old as I am, that was really something to start really noticing. You know, we're all responsible for choosing what our attitudes are, but I've had a better mental outlook. I mean, I always try to be positive, but there were subtle things in me that I began to notice. I just felt a difference with this.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
As the coronavirus relief bill still hangs in the balance, House Democrats and Republicans are set to make unanimous consent requests for their sides on Thursday. The president on Tuesday night called the $600 stimulus checks for Americans an insult, saying the number should be instead $2,000. Americans are still displeased with the pork spending in the package by Washington, as America is generally out of work. Authorities are investigating a fiery oil car train derailment north of Seattle near the Canadian border. 7 train cars carrying crude oil derailed and 5 caught fire on Tuesday. 2 people were arrested last month and accused of attempting a terrorist attack on train tracks in the area. A man is dead and a New Hampshire state trooper hospitalized following an armed standoff during a traffic stop in Dalton, New Hampshire. The New Hampshire Attorney General reported it happened Wednesday night. The trooper pulled the car over and that gunfire was exchanged. Other officers arriving on the scene found the man dead of an apparent gunshot wound. They found a rifle and a handgun in the car. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Leslie West, the guitarist who created the hard rock anthem Mississippi Queen with his band Mountain, died Wednesday morning. He was 75. The cause of death was cardiac arrest. On Monday, West was rushed to a hospital near his home in Daytona, Florida, where he never regained consciousness. As holiday plans begin, so is the expected rise in COVID-19 cases. USA Radio News' Dan Naraki explains.
Nearly 3,300 Americans died Wednesday of COVID-19, with hospitalizations continuing to rise across the country. Dr. Stephen Perotti is the head of Kaiser Permanente's COVID response team. He tells CNBC that he's worried about the effect a Christmas surge could have on a hospital system already stretched to the breaking point.
Right now, we are riding the Thanksgiving Day wave. What we're seeing in our hospitals right now is stretching us to the breaking point. And if we don't make the choice now to change the future, then what I'm worried about is we're going to see a Christmas Day and a New Year's wave in January, and the hospitals will be beyond the breaking point. That's really what we're facing.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The National Football League has a weekend full of games starting Friday afternoon as the Vikings head down to the Big Easy and play the Saints, 4:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox, NFL Network, and Amazon. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.